few weeks ago, I had a meeting with one of my very good friends, Anna, and she lives currently in the USA. Her native languages are English and Spanish, and mine is German. So we spoke about the differences and how we can act on Instagram, especially, and what we can do to grow our audience. And the first thing that I said was, I can't have an account in English because I'm not a native speaker. And long story short, now one of my Instagram accounts is in English. I changed it into English. And this brought me to the topic of today, which is self-doubts. Recently, I put an interview here on the podcast, which is in German, about a topic, imposter syndrome and self-doubts. So I thought, why not sharing here my own experience and doing it in English? And with this said, welcome to the podcast Yoga auf Deutsch, your podcast about successful and healthy self-employment for women. I'm Stephanie, and I'm so happy that you are here. In this podcast, you can expect exciting solo episodes and inspiring interviews with successful self-employed women. We talk about feminine ways of working, the importance of femininity in professional life, the power of cycles, and the valuable connection to nature and culture. Get inspired by my stories and experiences and the ones of my guests. And of course, learn from our secrets of success to discover new perspectives and approaches for your own business and holistic well-being. Whether you are already self-employed or you want to become your own boss, here you will find valuable inspiration and practical strategies to make your own path relaxed, healthy, and of course, successful. Make yourself comfortable, grab your cup of tea, and now, enjoy today's episode. As you might hear my voice, I still have a cold. It's autumn right now here in Germany. The weather got colder, and so my voice might sound a bit different than usual. So this was the second self-doubt that I had in a very short time period. So let's talk a little bit about self-doubt. And I think that overall, self-doubt is nothing really bad. To be honest, I think it is actually good because it makes us wonder, it makes us digging deep into our own mindset. So, what is it that holds me back from speaking English? Well, I learned English in school. I never really learned for the English I learned in school, I need to say. It just came naturally. But this also made that I wasn't too keen on the grammar, so I might have some grammar mistakes. On the other hand, I always felt really confident speaking in public, and I love learning languages. When I first studied my bachelor degree, I studied cultural anthropology and I combined it with linguistics. Not that it's just making sense to study culture and language together, but these are really two things that are my private interests too. So languages always were something that I really, really liked, and for me it's quite easy to learn a language. Well, if I'm motivated. Because I think that this is really the key to learning a language. But before I'm drifting away to another topic, what gave me the self-doubts that I couldn't change an Instagram account into an English version? Or that I could make this episode here in English? I think in the end, it was the fear of not doing it good enough. So, what would mean good enough? Without any grammar mistakes? Well, as I said, I studied linguistics, and I need to say that even in our native languages, we make grammar mistakes, which are widely accepted. So, Why would I have the fear of doing grammar mistakes, making grammar mistakes? Here you go. I made one. I'm still alive. Nothing happened. So self-doubt is a really, really interesting thing because at first it makes us feel bad. But when we dig deeper, when we are sitting with this uncomfortable feeling, we actually feel better. We feel good. At least this is my experience when I sit with it and I really can see what's behind and what made me feel bad. And then I can see that it's not really bad and that it's totally fine, it's totally normal, and I don't need to be afraid of doing the things. And the best way to overcome fear is doing the thing that fears you. So I think this is a very good sentence quote to end this first solo episode in English. If you fear something, then do it with fear. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're wondering what is the Instagram account that I'm now having in English, I will mention it below. And it is called Lavendel Hilft Immer. Lavender always helps. I let a name in German as it just makes so much sense for me. But you can find the content there from now on in English.